I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Up next, Luna talks with Anna Paulina Luna, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.
Americans across the country just celebrated the 4th of July, proudly flying the flag and showing their love for the greatest and freest country on earth. But now our freedoms are under assault from a dark force within, one that hates America, our principles, and our founding. And it's time someone defends our country, breaks down what the woke threat is, and explains what you can do about it. This is Luna Talks with Anna Paulina. Welcome back, everyone, to this week's episode of Luna Talks with me, your host, Anna Paulina Luna. I hope the 4th of July was great for all of you. I know it was for my friends and family, and it happens to be one of my favorite holidays. While we celebrate, it's also a friendly reminder to our friends across the pond, meaning the UK, and even Prince Harry, who is now here in the United States, about what Independence Day really means to us. Many of our freedoms that we enjoy today that seem to be increasingly diminishing, especially with everything that we're seeing after this COVID lockdown, were bought and paid for in blood. And I know that that's extremely morbid, but it's 100% true. You know, growing up, regardless of all the chaos that I was facing, American history was always one of my favorite subjects. From the Pilgrims to the 13 original colonies to the Louisiana Purchase to where we are today. Landmarks not just in our history, but in world history, because we are still an experiment in time. And given circumstances, I think that we're doing pretty good. But what actually happened to our founders? Of the 56 men that actually signed our Declaration of Independence, five of the signers were actually captured by the British and imprisoned. Many of them had their homes ransacked and burned. And it was interesting, when I was looking up these facts, Snopes said that it was of the times that was modern warfare then. And I started laughing because they still even couldn't admit that these men had obviously sacrificed so much to even just bring up some of the freedoms that we have today. Abraham Clark of New Jersey, one of the signers, saw two of his sons captured by the British, and John Witherspoon, who's also a signer from New Jersey, saw his eldest son killed at the Battle of Germantown in October of 1777. Of all of the men in the 13 original colonies at that time, only 56 men risked their fortunes, their honor, their security, and their lives to pursue the idea of freedom. And it's interesting because one of the most shocking realizations that I had was after I joined Turning Point USA to be their National Hispanic Outreach Director. And so part of what my job was is that I would actually travel to different colleges around the country. And at one of these universities, I believe it was at the University of Virginia, I came to speak to our local chapter there, and some protesters had showed up. And one young woman in particular, she must have been about 18 or 19 years old, while I was speaking, could not stop saying that the Constitution was written only for white people. And it actually broke my heart hearing her say this, because she was obviously at a university, obviously well-to-do. Both of her parents were attorneys up in Washington, D.C., and that was what she was being taught. And I cannot tell you how much I disagree with this ideology. Not only was it disturbing, but it's also false. The writers of the Constitution did not specify skin color. And in fact, these writers did indeed base the founding of the Constitution on Christian value system, which is not racist. And it was alarming to see such hate for this country and being self-projected from this young woman onto me. And it should, you know, send off alarm bells in the education system that this is what she was being taught. You know, this woke ideology that hates America, our principles and our founding are things that parents are sending their children off to learn in the college system. I'm really going to take a deep dive into this woke threat and why it's so important to preserve Americans' freedoms and traditions right after a quick break.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
This idea of freedom didn't just stop in 1776, though. Americans have been sharing this idea through multiple wars throughout our history. You had World War I, World War II, the Korea War, the Gulf War, and the war in the Middle East. The idea of liberating, which, by the way, I'm still avidly opposed to the United States not playing the global military police force role, but the idea of liberating and sharing democracy and setting up a government in some of these countries where people could inherently vote and decide on what legislation was best for them is something that we have been actively engaging with across the world. In America, compared to every other nation on the UN Human Rights Councils, we have the most freedom. We've had a Black president. You can look at my story, someone who grew up in the way that I did. Obviously, through hard work and effort, I was not only able to build my own business, but I'm now a published author. And I have some of the greatest political mentors in history. You know, and through all of this hard work, it was because I put in the elbow grease, right? Not because we're a socialist country, not because we're a communist country, but because we are a constitutional republic that has allowed people like me, a young minority woman, the opportunity, if I worked hard enough, to succeed. Being born here is truly the greatest blessing anyone could ask for. And the sad thing is most Americans, at least young Americans, aren't aware of that fact. So what do the wokest of the woke do? They share their hate. They push their controlling ideologies through legislation and policy onto Americans that simply want to work hard and raise their families, right? Like if you think about what's happening in Washington, D.C. currently, you have so many people. Most people aren't focused on politics 24/7. In fact, I think most people tuning in now are probably higher in the average number of people that actually pay attention to politics. But in general, most people, and I can talk specifically on elections, don't even really pay attention to presidential or Senate races or congressional races up until about maybe 3 months out from the election. You know, where did we as a society become so weak that we are knowingly welcoming big government back into our lives after generations, bloodlines, and freedom has been paid for in blood? The fact exists that we don't have the same freedoms that our grandparents had. Don't believe me? Look at what's happening with our big tech and media. They are working hand in hand to suppress freedom of speech. And there's actually a political case that just came out about 2 weeks ago with Rogan O'Hanley. He has an actual Instagram page called DC Drano, where he actually caught the state of California coordinating with the Biden administration and coordinating with Twitter to deplatform people that went against the narrative that they wanted the American people to believe in. Our education system is absolutely failing us. Don't believe me? While the education system is pushing critical race theory here in the United States that literally teaches our children to be racist and embrace a victim mentality based on skin color, countries like China, who are, mind you, still our biggest threat politically speaking, are empowering their youth with the knowledge and pride in not only just their communist government, but also teaching them to hate the West, something that's commonly taught there. Is that the West took advantage of the Middle Kingdom, which is what China refers to themselves as, and that they will need to eventually dominate us. Parents are increasingly losing their ability to parent their own children. I mean, you want to talk about what's happening right now with the trans movement and the whole concept that children should not be transitioning as children. If you want to identify as whatever you want, that's your preference, fine. But do not allow a child and do not promote a child who's not even really sexualized yet to take hormones and change their gender in the name of being woke. That's not sympathetic. It's irresponsible and it's dangerous. And if you really want to get into that, you should start by looking at some of these people who've gone through these transitions only to say that they were suffering from other things going on and talking about how they regret it because they went in through such an early age. That's something that we should all be paying attention to. Pastors are no longer allowed to take stances that align with their faith. And if you don't think that being political and your moral code isn't coinciding, I think that that's something that you need to focus on. The 501c3 status of being a nonprofit that churches are protected with typically can be taken away if a pastor speaks out on their values. So yes, I'm talking about abortion. I'm talking about anything in the Bible that Christians do not agree with currently happening in modern day society. If pastors make that a political stance, then they inherently can potentially lose the 501c3 status of their organization. Corporations now have so much power that they are literally moving the mark politically, while people without the ability to financially fund their own campaigns no longer really seem to have a voice in Washington, D.C. Time magazine, after the 2020 election cycle, talked about this cabal that was working to politically ensure that Donald Trump would never be in the White House ever again. That was something that they literally put in Time magazine. You can read the article, and it was honestly disturbing because it didn't show that the American people had a voice. It showed that these corporations and these elite, not just in Washington, D.C., but these quiet private elite across the country, thought that they knew what was best for the American people so that they essentially controlled the outcome of the election. Liberalism from 20 years ago versus today has completely changed. If you think it hasn't, I encourage you to look at some of these stances from even just 20 years ago, where you now see the concept of what liberal ideology is literally shilling for a big corporation that's completely anti-American. I mean, if you want to talk about it, since when does Twitter have more power than the sitting president of the United States? That, again, and I know that I talk about big tech a lot, but that should really scare everyone. Now, I know that this is a bit of a downer, and I'm not trying to get super negative, but the point is that we can turn all of this around and that there's a solution. I promise that there's ways to push back against this wokeness, and I'll get into that right after this quick break.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
So how do we turn this around? I've gone around and around on this, and I used to think that it was the media, right? I used to think that, well, if we can just take back the media, then maybe we'll have the platform to share this information with people. Then I thought it was just politically. And I thought that maybe if we got more people elected to office that could share this platform, that maybe these people would be able to change hearts and minds that way. And then I thought, well, maybe it's just our education system. But the fact is that it's actually all three, and that we have to get people engaged. Our education system is what influences people and politics and what they turn to engage to within our mainstream media. So we have to get back the basics, and we have to get involved at local levels. School boards, we have to directly engage. Look, I'm not a parent yet, but I can tell you when I am a parent, I'm going to be directly engaged in what my kids are learning and what they're being taught. I can tell you that I have showed up to school board meetings. I've talked to so many parents. And I think that especially during the COVID lockdown, when parents were actually having to homeschool their kids, they were realizing what they're being taught in the education system. And it was interesting because members of the military that are our friends that typically don't focus on this were seeing what their kids were being taught. And I can tell you that I have many friends that are in the military still serving that are Black or are Hispanic. So basically minorities. And they were watching some of these videos that some of their kids were being told to take home on critical race theory, and they did not agree with it because, and I can say that from my perspective, I don't want my children to think that they are less than because of the color of their skin or because of their ethnic heritage. I completely disagree with that, and I think that what it's doing is it's actually really destroying our country and dividing us from within, and that should not be, especially now, what we are teaching our kids, especially being that, again, going back to this earlier, China is one of the biggest geopolitical threats we are currently facing. They are kicking our butts in technology. They are kicking our butts in information gathering, and they are using our own First Amendment against us via corporation, via tech control, and via the corporate media to really divide our country further. In theory and in ideology, the people believe that we are the worst country in the world are failing to leave, right? So like what other place on earth do people have the opportunity to go to if their country fails? We are the last stand, literally. So we have to do everything that we can to continue to fight for this country. You know, you go onto the internet and the TV and you see people, athletes complaining about this country and how we should welcome everyone else who's attempting to come here illegally. So is that not hypocritical? You know, if you don't think that this country is great, feel free to leave, but don't try to destroy this place for the rest of us. And I think that that's the moral of this entire story, that every chance that you get, you should absolutely engage in the opportunity and the discussion to educate not just your kids and your friends and family, but other people who are willing to have a conversation with you on what's happening politically. Every chance that you get, make sure you fly that flag. I thought it was interesting that when I was door knocking in my first campaign, that about, I'd say 95% of the houses that we went to with flags out front were actually Republicans and conservatives. And I thought that that was sad because if you look at the Kennedy era of Democrats, you realize that that sense of patriotism, that sense of love for country no longer exists or is very, very rare within the Democrat Party. And that's not something that I think anyone would have ever anticipated. You know, every opportunity that you get to tell your kids how blessed they are to be born in a country that offers them so much opportunity, share that experience with them. Because I can tell you that had I not been born here, my story probably would have ended in a ditch. And if you see something broken, that means fix it. And yes, that means getting involved. And I am asking all of you, you know, to consider potentially running for office in some capacity, whether it's at the local or federal or state level. Because if you don't, who will? Before we go, I want to thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, please leave us a review and rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. You can also find me on Twitter, Parler, Facebook, and Instagram at Real Anna Paulina. And a special thank you to our producer, Drew Steele, writer Aaron Kliegman, and executive producers Debbie Myers and speaker Newt Gingrich, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.